On the offensive line, is that all about talent, or is there an issue with coaching here as well? Because they look completely unprepared the other night.
I'm going to start with personnel, actually. I'm going to start with Elliot Wolf. I mean, he's the guy who, with a straight face, said that this team could support a rookie quarterback, no problem, and that they'd be good to go. And that's the inverse has happened. You clearly cannot support that quarterback because your offensive line isn't good enough right now to use him. And even the veteran quarterback's in jeopardy as a result of the offensive line. So I start with Elliot Wolf and Matt Groh, who were part of the group last year who said, let's go get Riley Reiff and Vidarian Lowe and Tyrone Wheatley Jr. and Calvin Anderson. And they presented those as solutions, and they weren't. And now they've presented us with these solutions. You know, Laden Robinson, people who watch the offensive line a hell of a lot closer than me at practice have all talked about how great Laden Robinson would be. And he got absolutely shoved around like a kid. Caden Wallace, drafted as a possible left tackle, has never played it, been a right tackle. Same thing with Chukwuma Okorafor. And this starts with them. And then I think it goes to the coaching staff.
Tommy Curran yesterday here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. If you missed it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also watch on YouTube. Check out our latest content there by subscribing to WEEI. Now, if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you saw, was that young Benjamin Lanny again?
That was Billy Lanny's son playing Donkey Kong.
Playing some Donkey Kong.
The Donkey Kong.
That's right.
Fun spot.
That is the one. Okay, so Billy Mitchell set the record, or did he? A lot of controversy surrounding that.
So that was at, wait, that happened at Fun Spot?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was, that's where he's playing. At Fun Spot, okay.
Brian Koo's probably watching right behind him, taking a look at it.
Sizing him up.
That's good stuff.
Future competition
there. Steve Wiebe. Yep.
Do you get any, and again, he sleeps so well that he can
look at how much energy he has all day. He sleeps
multiple levels of Donkey Kong because he's so well rested. Did you get any good parenting advice there?
Yes, yeah, so I got a ton of on the text line, and I appreciate it. And we've tried the melatonin. A lot of people are saying melatonin.
Is there any controversy to melatonin? I feel like, because we definitely gave Lucas some melatonin, but isn't there like, aren't there some parents who are like, you can't do that
well,
to your child?
Well, some are very pure or whatever, but no, so the thing with that is helped in the initial getting down to sleep.
Yeah, knock them out.
Say you want her down at 7:30, you give her melatonin a little before that, she's like, oh, now I'm real tired, like, I wonder why, and then feel a little bad, but you're like, all right, she's asleep.
Yeah.
But then she'll wake up at like midnight, like a demon. Like, she's so mad. She's like, hey, remember how I didn't fight going down before? I'm going to take that energy and I'm going to double it. And now I'm really pissed at like midnight. So, yeah, we've tried that.
That's like me after like two beers. I conk out, I wake up, I got to pee. Now I'm up. I'm not going back to bed.
You're a mess.
Yeah, same idea.
I do like the one, and I know they were joking because they put in quotes, like, sleep when the baby sleeps. The person goes, or just punch me in the face. Because that's impossible.
Sleep when the baby sleeps.
So if they fall asleep in the car, you pull over, put the seat back. Like, there's no sleep when the baby sleeps.
Or when your kid sleeps for like 2 hours at a time.
Yeah, I'm trying to sleep with the baby. Well, the baby's up all the time.
Also, like, there are other things going on in life. If you got to be awake and dealing with the baby, it's like, oh, but there's a job.
How am I going to watch my stories?
I got to watch my stories. Yeah. Laundry needs to get done.
Yes.
You know, things like stuff has to happen. That's when you get stuff done because the kid's asleep. Yeah. And so if your kid doesn't sleep a lot, sleep while the baby's sleeping is nonsense advice.
I do like the one guy that just says, hey, enjoy parenthood. They grow up fast. All right. Fair enough. I'm not enjoying it. I just would like a couple minutes of sleep.
Nick, cue Cats in the Cradle, if you don't mind. if you don't mind.
That song's very powerful.
Yeah, it
is. If you listen to it in the right mood, you might cry.
A little dusty.
It's a sad song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I like the one personally that said, just set their room temperature to 68 degrees.
Because we have a sauna in there right now. She's doing just fine. It's probably 70 in her room, would be my guess. Then she'll sleep.
I just like the idea that, like, at 67, the kid's just, like, awake all night. And then, you know, at 70 degrees, as you just said. They, of course, they're going to have way too much energy, but 68, that's the magic number right there.
Melatonin ruins sleep schedules and definitely bad at a young age, according to one texter.
Okay.
Another texter says, tire them out, mentally or physically. I hadn't thought of that. Because we usually just sit on the couch and say, don't move! Don't you move at all!
It's a shot at your parenting is what that is.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, hey, why don't you try being a dad? Throw the ball with him, huh? Go have a catch.
This kid just sprints around the house all day, chasing after her sister, chasing after me. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. We're quizzing, we're constantly giving her pop quizzes. She's mentally engaged.
That's real. Honestly, maybe the biggest parental insult you could get.
It is.
Why don't you try tuckering your kid out there?
Kid just watch a TV all day? Of course not going to go to sleep. It's like, no, kid's not watching TV all day.
Call a suggestion. To run a vacuum cleaner or the hair dryer because it'll lull them to sleep.
I'll be honest,
My kid doesn't even know what a vacuum looks like in our house. So we have
a sound machine in there.
Yeah, we have
like the white
too.
Noise. That should be nice.
Yeah.
For most people, it would be nice and soothing.
Yeah.
Not for this child. Not interested in it at all. Yeah, it's wild. And we're like, how? What is this? What is this going to do? When is this going to ever stop?
All right, I don't know. Keep the parental advice coming. But real, what a shot. What a shot. Tire your kid out.
Yeah.
Why don't you try? Why don't you try being mentally and physically tiring them out? Mentally stimulating.
Yeah.
Physically wear them out.
I'm trying my best. That's all I could say. I'm doing my very best.
You have any takeaways, seamless transition, Keith, to the Patriots finalizing their roster yesterday? Anything that jumped out?
It was one of those years, or really the last couple, where it's hard to have truly a surprise cut or like, oh, how are you going to be able to keep this guy and that guy on the roster?
Right, it's like, oh, no, Kevin Harris.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Bailey Zappe.
So those are just two guys that we've heard of
right.
that got cut.
Sure.
So they're not necessarily surprise cuts or anything like that. You know, you go back 10, 15 years ago, and you're like, they had probably 65 guys that should be on an NFL team. And they're like, all right, well, they're really good. So, like, this guy, maybe it's a real surprise cut by Belichick or, like, a trade right before the season. Like, they're cutting Lawyer Malloy. They're trading Richard Seymour. Like, they're doing wild stuff.
I mean, even Brissett. Brissett was, like, a guy who they might have cut that they traded late in camp for
Phil
Dorsett.
Yeah, which the Colts are into the same thing. So,
that's how deep their roster. Now they're starting quarterback, we think. And I don't agree with it. But now their starting quarterback, when they were deep and good, was like the guy they were about to lop off the team.
No, I think even like diehard Patriot fans, when you look at the list of cuts, how many guys have you truly heard of? Like Bailey Zappe, Kevin Harris, and then Chad Ryland because he was like a punchline because he was such a bad kicker and a bad pick. So he loses the job to Joey Sly. So at least you know that name. But then it's a lot of other guys that were either like, you know, signings this offseason that was just sort of like, man, let's see if they stick. And then they're gone. So nobody that we've even become attached to, nobody that made big plays last season or was a part of winning teams or anything like that. So they trimmed the roster down to 53. And the truth is, they, as we know, are going to be looking at the waiver wire. They're going to be looking to add a bunch of guys. I don't know how many guys, like how many new players that aren't on the team right now do you think will be on the team week one, which is like less than 2 weeks away. I feel like you might get like five guys.
Yeah, no, you could get, I mean,
you know?
The big waiver deadline is noon today.
They're going to be on that. So they're going to claim a couple guys.
High noon, we're gonna find out. We better find out. They've talked so much about this stupid third waiver claim.
Yeah.
We better find out right at noon.
Yeah, no,
who the big name is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could be four or five guys. They churn over the bottom of the roster.
I do think one that we kind of had an eye on was the wide receiver group.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Okay. So it's not a great group. We knew, obviously, going in, but there were a lot of guys that you're like, well, they're going to let him go. They're going to let him go. Having Kendrick Bourne on the PUP list out for 4 weeks, that allows like an extra guy to stay on the team that maybe they would have had to make a decision on.
Yeah, but we talked about this yesterday. My number was five. And like, again, like who are they keeping instead? I don't know. It just, you don't need seven receivers plus Kendrick Bourne joining the team at some point in time. Plus, I'd have, like, wouldn't you think a guy like David Wallace or somebody has a chance for the practice squad? Like, how many receivers do you need?
He probably will.
None are really very good. So that's the one area that jumped out to me.
Well, you have two rookies. You have two second-year guys.
Yeah.
Then you have Tyquan Thornton, who's, what, a third-year guy, but was a second-round pick. And then K.J. Osborne's the one veteran that they signed in free agency. And then I'm guessing they like Rager as a return man, which I feel like you could easily cut him, keep him, whatever you want to do there. But that is a lot of receivers.
So that's how I feel about it. I know you like receivers.
I love them.
But
as you see my fantasy team, there's like 12 of them.
I heard. I'm actually very jealous.
Yeah,
I heard.
It's a good squad.
Polk, Baker, Pop Douglas, and Osborne are all, those were locks.
Yep.
To me, those are roster locks. And you have Kendrick Bourne on PUP. I would have picked one more.
So but between Booty, Thornton, and Rager,
you don't need all those guys.
All right,
and
then, those three, who'd you take?
When Kendrick Bourne comes back, you cut them probably.
Yeah.
But so out of those guys, probably Booty.
Me too. I think the most upside there.
Yeah. I'm not falling for the Tyquan Thornton trap. They are.
No.
I think a lot of the beat writers are.
Yep.
I am not. Jalen, I mean,
why is Rager on the team? I mean, I guess you got to go through and you look at all the different spots.
The dynamic kick.
True. He can do that.
I'll say this about the dynamic kick.
I like it.
So I want to like it.
Okay.
I legitimately want to like it. I want the kick return back.
You have reservations.
I want more action. No, the idea is they're protecting players and keeping them safe, right? Isn't that the idea?
Reducing collisions? It is a safer way to still make it a competitive play,
I guess.
Yeah.
So, but the idea is player safety, which we know with the NFL is nonsense.
Mm.
But have you seen some of the guys get hit on this play?
Smacked.
They get smoked. I know it's not high. It's not whatever. 11 high speed collisions running down the field. I get that. But the one guy gets clocked. Every single one of these I've seen. The return man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy gets smoked. So I get it. All the blockers, it's not high impact, and I get
but
you're
it
probably reducing
still
that.
Is. Yeah. Like you can build up a good amount of speed. I know it's different than like a full like 30-yard sprint, but you can still build it up pretty good. And like every single guy is now making contact. Because before on a kickoff, really 10 guys because you have the kicker. 10 guys run down the field. There's a few, and because they stopped doing like wedge blockers, they took that away. I gotta be curious how many guys really even made full contact anyway, because like some of the outside gunners kind of try to avoid whatever. Like now everybody's like 5 yards away from each other, like you're all hitting each other. But you're right, the return guy, you keep waiting to see one like break through and go. Nope, they get absolutely pancaked right there at like the 20.
I'm not saying it won't happen and that it hasn't, it might have happened in other preseason games. The Patriots games that I've watched, and even some of these other preseason games, I've kept an eye on for whatever reason.
But player safety aside, like
they get crushed,
they get smoked.
Yeah,
but I would say when a team would score a touchdown, when you're watching a game, you're not watching Red Zone, you're watching just the Patriots. Team would score a touchdown, great opportunity to get up, get a beer, 100%. Grab some more snacks.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to see the extra point, even when they backed it up. Like, yeah, for a little bit, guys were struggling with it, but now whatever. Also, the kickoff, you're like no. Or if you happen to have to DVR the game, you'd always fast forward the kickoff.
Right
now,
and then I'm like, wait a minute, the Patriots are at the 45. What happened there? I'd have to go back on the DVR.
Not now. And look at on the Twitch chat, some of the stats as it relates to the new kickoff. So the return percentage in the 2023 season, under 22% of kicks were returned. So just blasted them through the end zone. Now in the preseason alone, 72.5% were returned. And the yards per return are up a little bit. The field position's up a little bit. So
it's a play worth watching.
I like it.
If for no other reason than just to see how hard the returner gets crushed.
He might get smacked.
But so I would, to answer your original question, not to go off on a
do we like
a tangent
the intro
there.
Song?
No, the Jalen Reagor, if he had a role on the team, I'm guessing it's that. But I don't need that. So I would lean in on Kayshon Booty. When Bourne's ready in 4 or 5 weeks, if Booty has done nothing, I cut him. But they are so bereft of talent on the roster. There's such a lack of talent that they can keep 7 receivers. And who do you miss?
But they're keeping 7 for now, and it might be shenanigans where they're
roster
trying to keep
manipulation.
Way, because when they add offensive linemen, which we assume they will, I don't think they're cutting an offensive lineman. Don't you think? Like, so I think there was going to be a position that had a few extra guys anyway to give them a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
fair.
If I was a few of those guys, like Thornton, Booty, and Reagor, like the classic, like rent, don't buy, like I don't think those guys are 100% locks for the team.
I think that's fair.